This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Good morning, diarrhea!
It's time to wake up. It's 5, and we're live.
Oh, is this thing on? I don't care. I want him to hear.
This is the pregame show, your early morning shot of sports on 95.7, The Game.
Come on!
Oh, yes. Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. This is the pregame show with Joe Spadoni. If you're just getting off work, if you're just getting on work, getting ready for school, maybe you're an early riser. It's a little wet out there. Got a little bit of rain this morning, so just be safe on those roadways if they are slick, if you're driving around, if you're listening on the Odyssey app. If you're not listening on the Odyssey app, be sure to download that Odyssey app, favorite 95.7 The Game. And you can not just listen to sports on that thing. You can listen to favorite podcasts, political, music, everything. You got every single thing you need to listen to for all your content needs right there on the Odyssey app, so be sure to download that bad boy. If you want to connect with me during and throughout the show, it's easy. Just a phone number at the Infinity Mobile text line, 888-957-9570. 888-957-9570 is the number. That is for calling and texting the Infinity Mobile text line. YouTube, we are up and running. Hello, Twitch, hello. Hit me up there. Hit me up on Twitter, at Spadoni underscore Joe, for everything. And everything starts tonight for the Golden State Warriors as the All-Star break is over. They look to be playing the Lake Show down in Los Angeles. We have all that coverage for you here all day right here on 95.7 The Game leading up to the game. 6 o'clock, Warriors Live with John Dickinson before tossing it over to the great Tim Roy, who will be on the call with Jim Barnett. Cannot wait for that as the NBA basketball season returns. That All-Star break felt like forever, especially in the sports talk radio industry and just sports in general. No football, and I don't want to talk college basketball yet. The stories in college basketball, not that great to talk about off the court anyways. So glad to have NBA basketball back in our lives, and it's a doozy, and it's going to be a tough one for the Warriors, I'm not going to lie. Looks like Andrew Wiggins is going to be out tonight. That is the latest from reporters. Personal matters to attend to for Andrew Wiggins, so looking like he will be out tonight against the Lakers in Los Angeles. Still is not back with the team yet. Stephen Curry, we did get an update on him via Warriors PR. He was reevaluated, and the reevaluation indicated that Curry is making good progress. He has started various individual on-court workouts, which will continue in the coming days. He will be reevaluated again in 1 week, and that was yesterday, so hopefully Steph is back after this four-game stretch here where we got the Lakers tonight. Quick turnaround tomorrow in Golden State. You got the Rockets coming to town, then the T-Wolves and Trailblazers. So You're looking at hopefully Curry coming back after he's reevaluated next Thursday. That would be at home against the Clippers. Huge game, obviously, as the Clippers, the new look Clippers, by the way, as Russell Westbrook got introduced yesterday. We're going to see how that goes throughout the season, but that would be huge boost, needless to say, for the Golden State Warriors with Stephen Curry being out. It just heightens up, and it's starting to ramp up, folks. 24 games left for this Warriors team, and I need to know. Shout out. Who's that? Mark Anthony, I need to know. Tell me, baby girl. 888, or is that Enrique Iglesias? I get the two confused. 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570. The Golden State Warriors. What is the number you're looking at right now? And what is, you have 24 games. What is the win total that you need for the Golden State Warriors in these last 24 games? 17? Is it 20? I don't think they can go on a 20-4 stretch. Are you just looking at them to be mediocre the rest of the way? 12-12, just hover around 500, and you will get into the play-in game? Or are you looking at it like, no, we can't be in the play-in game. We need to make the playoffs. And if that's the case, and you're just looking up at these teams ahead of you, it's not the craziest thing, right? You go 18-6, something like that. I think you could absolutely be in the sixth or fifth seed. Now, that's all incumbent on what's going on. You have so many teams in front of you, you never know what they're going to do. You can only control what you can do. But I'm looking at this Warriors team, and I'm thinking to myself, there is no way you want to be in that play-in game. We saw what it was like a couple years ago. Yes, it was out with Klay Thompson. But you lost to the Lakers. LeBron hit that shot. And then you lost to Ja Morant. And Grayson Allen, I still have scars on that guy, making dagger threes against you. It was brutal. It's not fun. And it's not a situation you want to be in. You want to be in a situation where you have to make another team beat your guys, Steph, Clay, and Dre, four times in a series. Something that a Western Conference team has not done in the entirety of their careers. No Western Conference team has beaten Steph, Clay, and Dre four times in a series. So you just need to get there. And I'm looking at this remaining schedule and these four games without Curry, seemingly, and we will know more after the reevaluation sensation, shout out Tim Roy, but we'll know more after that next week if he's going to be out even longer. But now that we know it's going to be a reevaluated in 1 week for Steph, these four games, you got the Lakers, Rockets, T-Wolves, Blazers. I need you to go 2-2. 1-3 would be very deflating. Be very deflating. I think there'll be a loss tonight. I don't want to put that bad juju. It's not a good way to start the season coming off the All-Star break, but no Wiggins, no Steph. You're going to be leaning a lot on Jordan Poole and Klay Thompson. It's going to be tough, but they're well-rested. They should be anyways, and they should be up for the challenge. I need aggressive Jordan Poole tonight. I need Jonathan Kuminga to be a big-time rotation player tonight. I need to have him a lot of minutes. I need Draymond Green to contribute offensively with scoring, not just playmaking. I need some scoring. We saw him do it against the Clippers. And yes, the bench, obviously. Whether that's Dante DiVincenzo knocking down some threes, being a great two-way player like he's been all season long. Is Anthony Lamb going to get some minutes? Ty Jerome, all these guys. JaMychal Green. They need every single person to step up in this final stretch for the Golden State Warriors. So 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570. 510, Xfinity Mobile text line, 16-8 is good enough. Okay. That's what I was kind of thinking, but 16-8, it's going to be tough. And it's going to be incumbent on all the other guys, not just Steph Curry, but Jordan Poole, Klay Thompson, Draymond Green. Every single person needs to step it up. And I'm seeing a lot from the chat, from the Xfinity Mobile text line. Where's Andre Iguodala at? Well, if you're expecting a lot from Andre Iguodala, I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say. Zaza Pachulia, he joined the executive show and Steiny and Guru yesterday talking about Andre Iguodala and him working hard to return to the court. Here's what he had to say.
First of all, it's very difficult to be in that age and have all those miles and wear and tear and, you know, still play whole season, right? But if somebody understands and loves this game and wants to be out there, it's Andre. And I'll be fortunate to know this guy for on and off the court for years now. And see him in the gym, coming early, leaving late, you know, working on his body, his health, you know. I assure you guys that he's trying his best, and he's doing his best to help his team, because he understands how important, how valuable he is. And he's been, you know, from him to winning the MVP, obviously in 2015 finals, and every single year we won because of Andre, because of what he brings for this team in the locker room, on the court.
That was Zaza Pachulia on Andre Iguodala. Listen, I'm not expecting much from him this season. If he adds anything, great. If not, he's Udonis Haslam for me. Like, he's just going to be on the bench helping the young players. That's all I thought he was going to be anyways this year. If you were looking for Andre Iguodala to make huge contributions on the court, I don't know what to tell you. I'm not expecting anything from him the rest of the season, to put it bluntly. And if that frustrates you, Warriors fans, I get it. But I always thought of him this season as a mentorship role anyways. If he's coming in and you need his vital minutes, I think that is wrong. I think the season's gone terribly wrong. And at that point, yeah, you might be done. You might be done. And the Warriors might be done. But let's relax. I'm not trying to cause panic at 5 in the morning here in the Bay Area. And thank you for just waking up. This is the pregame show with Joe Spadoni, 95.7 The Game, 888-957-9570. Trying to get things back rolling. We got basketball tonight. Thank God. NBA basketball. I know, shout out college, all that sort of stuff. I just can't watch the college game until March Madness. I try to watch the Kansas States versus the Baylors or whatever you want. The college basketball product is just not good. It's not good. Yeah, I'll get excited for the tourney because crazy stuff happens, and it's fun watching all these young stars coming into the league next year and getting a little taste of what they can bring, but ugh, Saturday morning, can't do it. I also didn't go to a big school, so maybe that's why. 888-957-9570. I'm not trying to cause panic. 24 games for the Golden State Warriors. What's going to be the record? Let me know. 888-957-9570. We had 16-8. I think that's good enough to maybe get you the sixth seed. Can they do that? These next four games will be without Stephen Curry, and it starts tonight with the Lakers in Los Angeles. No Andrew Wiggins, probably, and there's going to be no Stephen Curry. That's going to be tough. New look Lakers, D'Angelo Russell, LeBron James, Anthony Davis. That said, this Lakers team is 5 games under 500. They're not good. They are not a good team. And I know LeBron said, this is the most important 23 games of my career. Let's relax. Your career is set, whether you make the playoffs this year or not, LeBron. I know you were kind of trying to fire up your teammates, and him saying, what was it? I'm going to try to be available for all these 23 games. It's kind of a subtle shot to AD. A little bit. AD obviously sneezes and pulls something, strains something. From the Xfinity Mobile text line, I appreciate the know-it-alls that always know more than me. 415, Steph, Dre, and Clay lost to the Clippers in first round. This is during the Steve Kerr era, I am mentioning, the Golden State Warriors. If you want to mention before they won championships, that's fine, but I'm going to go ahead and acknowledge the Steve Kerr era, the golden era, if you will, for the Golden State Warriors. They have never lost under Steve Kerr a Western Conference series when all three of those guys are playing. Never. Never. So, until it happens, just get there, Warriors fans. And I think you'll feel pretty good about your chances in a West that's still no one. Still, I am not scared. I still have not seen Kevin Durant with the Phoenix Suns. They said he's going to be on track to play next week and make his debut with that team. Okay, what's that going to look like? The Nuggets? Yeah, let's see him do it in the playoffs. That's what's going to come down to the Nuggets. Great regular season team. Can they do it in the playoffs? The Grizzlies? Can we take them seriously at this point? Really? I'm hoping Shannon Sharp is courtside for all the away games during whatever Grizzlies series they end up playing in the first round. The Kings, fun story. Light the beam. I love it. That offense is ferocious. It is legit. Kevin Huerter, De'Aaron Fox, Domantas Sabonis. Mike Brown's got that team rolling on offense. Defense, not good. But I can say that for pretty much every team in the league outside of a couple. Mavericks, Luka, Kyrie, dynamic on offense. Again, I think you got a legit closer now in Kyrie Irving, and Doncic is no slouch either on the closing end. Guy hits daggers. Defense, again, a problem. Pelicans, scuffling. T-Wolves, Thunder, Jazz, Blazers, Lakers. So I'm not scared of anyone in the West. But the Warriors need to go on a run. And it starts today, that quest for a run. So let me know, what is going to be that win total once it's all said and done? 24 games left, I should say, for the Golden State Warriors at the remaining season. They are currently 29-29 and in the ninth spot in the standings. And if you just look at Vegas, Vegas isn't sleeping on the Warriors either. They got the 1, 2, 3, 4, fifth best odds still to win the title. I know it feels like the sky is falling at times here when we talk about them, but nationally, and according to Vegas, is what I listen to. I don't listen to the talking heads on Fox Sports, ESPN, all that sort of stuff, the debate radio, if you will, because those guys are just, they're trying to create content, and I get it. I listen to what Vegas tells me, because those guys are in the business of making money. They want to make money. So right now, the odds as to win the NBA championship, Celtics still the favorites, plus 300, and this is via Bet Rivers. Phoenix Suns, plus 450, tied with the Bucks, who are also at plus 450. Nuggets, plus 600. Clippers and Sixers, plus 1,000. And then it's the Warriors and Grizzlies at plus 1,400. So right there, Vegas is telling you. And I'm not a believer in the Los Angeles Clippers. I actually think their championship hopes died when they signed Russell Westbrook. They're done. Russell Westbrook is never winning an NBA title. Book it, mark it, lock it up, give me the lock sounder, whatever you need to do. Los Angeles Clippers are not winning a title this year. The Denver Nuggets, I'll lock this in, they are not winning a title this year. Jokic might win a third straight MVP, but they are not winning a title. Phoenix Suns, I could see winning a title. But again, let's see what Kevin Durant looks like next week. It's very hard to ingratiate yourself into a lineup with players you've never really played before, barring all-star game appearances. But Ayton, Booker, yeah, you'll see their play elevated on the offensive end. On the defensive end, let's see what it looks like. Again, defense is questionable, to say the least, around the league this year. NBA 876 on the YouTube chat. I say we're going to win tonight because Dub's going to be locked in. Lock in Dub Nation, Steph Curry. We need those tweets back. We need him back. He's going to be reevaluated. This for Warriors PR, per Warriors PR, PPR. The reevaluation indicated that Curry is making good progress. He has started various individual on-court workouts, which will continue in the coming days. He will be reevaluated in a week. So again, that's four games without Stephen Curry. Warriors-Lakers today, Rockets-Warriors tomorrow, T-Wolves-Warriors on Sunday. I'm going to go to that game with young Benjamin, I think. He's excited. He just finished up basketball camp. So I told him, once you finish up your basketball responsibilities, buddy's daddy will take you to a basketball game. So he's excited. Maybe see some Anthony Edwards. No Steph, which stinks. The young kids love Steph. Even the three-year-old Benjamin Spadoni loves watching Steph play. But no Steph. But I was, but you could see Anthony Edwards and Clay and Draymond, hopefully. So that should be fun Sunday, little 4:30 starting time there. It's nice. You got to find the start times if you got the young kids that end perfectly into bedtime. So, and basketball is perfect for that. Baseball, you never know what you're going to get. That is Russian roulette when you bring a toddler. Be prepared to just leave early. Then people might judge you. It's like, no, if you got a kid at a baseball game, you have the clearance to leave early if you'd like. Everyone else, you better stick through it. Don't need this man fraud affecting our fan base and wanting to leave early and speed everything up. Enjoy, sit down, relax. But basketball's perfect for kids. It's fast-paced. It's quick. Let's get on with it. Oh, you see that? Let's get that food real quick. Let's get that little souvenir. Night-night. Football, when they get like 10, I think that's a good age for football to get more into it. Gets a little rowdy. It's a little vicious at times, certain parts. I'm not trying to play bodyguard throughout the entire game. 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570. What is the Warriors record going to be? The All-Star break has come to an end. The Warriors take on the Los Angeles Lakers tonight, and they have 24 games remaining in the season. So what's that record going to be, folks? 888-957-9570. 718, Joe. This is via the Xfinity mobile text line. Joe, the Warriors starting five that has the best plus-minus has played 25 games of 58 with Wiggins still out. And Tim Kawakami saying Steph out another 7-10. If these five players a total play... Yeah, you lost me there. Come on. Got to have better grammar here. I'm reading it on the fly. This is live radio. Got to be better than that, coach. I got to be better than that. Got to vet these texts. I think what you're trying to say is, how can we trust this team when they haven't even started playing together in the starting lineup yet? I get it. It's tough. You can't. But if those guys, and this is a big fat if, a fat one, we're going fat burger, smashed. This is a big fat if. If those guys, Wiggins, Looney, Draymond, Clay, Steph, are all together on the court in a play-in or playoff game, I like their chances. Like a lot better in a series. I don't want to take the chances in one game because anything could happen in one game. We've seen that constantly this season. And the Warriors are better than anyone this season at snatching defeat from the jaws of victory. They have done that a multitude of times. So I don't want to mess with any play-in games. But if I have those five guys starting, I feel pretty good. But that's a big if. That's a big if. And I don't know what's going on with Andrew Wiggins. Personal matters he has to attend to. I hope everything is okay. It's scary whenever you get personal issues or matters to attend to. It's generally not a good sign if it's that much where it takes you away from your livelihood and what you love to do. So, hoping the best for Wiggins, his family, and everything's okay with them. Hoping Steph, that reevaluation goes well, because you want to see the champs, you want to see the champs go out, not on their terms, but if they're going to go out, have them go out with no ifs, ands, or buts. If they're going to lose, lose convincingly to a team that played you when you were all having all your guys. All right? That's how you want to lose. You don't want to lose with any regret in your mind, like, ah, you know, Steph wasn't there. Maybe we'll never know if they could have repeated if Steph was healthy or not. No! If you're going up against a team like, let's say it's the Nuggets and it's the Western Conference Finals or whatever, you don't want Steph to be out for that series and then you lose. It's like, ugh. Well, I guess we'll never know. No! You want to go in there with your best, and if you get beat, you get beat. But then you can live with yourself as a fan. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. Now, you still might find a way to someone to blame in that series, whether it's the coaching or the refs or whatever. I get it. You're a fan. You'll always blame your own team rather than give the other team credit. I get it. I've been there. I refuse to do that multitude of times. Trust me. I'm a huge sore loser when it comes to fandom, and I try to mask it convincingly a lot. Much to no avail, for the most part. 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570. Frank Isola, ESPN, big contributor. You know Frank, he's on PTI, fills in for Tony Kornheiser a bunch, or Mike Wilbon. He's on Around the Horn a bunch. He does everything. Big NBA guy, he's on SiriusXM, talking NBA a lot. He knows his stuff. He was on with the Morning Roast with Bonta Hill and Joe Shasky yesterday, and he had a very interesting thought about why the Warriors have struggled this season. Take a listen.
I think last year, it's like anything. You got to get a little lucky. I think, you know, they were obviously good, but they were a little lucky during the playoffs last year with the teams that they didn't have to face. I just think this year they're having no luck. And, you know, Klay Thompson was slow to get going. And what did he say? He wasn't playing at all during the summer, which is a guy that always plays.
Luck. That's a factor, whether you want to admit it or not. Luck is absolutely a factor when it comes to injury, when it comes to teams you play in the playoffs that you just match up great against. It's a factor, absolutely. Do the Warriors have any luck left remaining in this run? We're going to find out in these next 24 games. Here's more from Isola talking about Warriors waiting for the young guys.
I think the big thing is the development of the young players. I think that's been the biggest disappointment. It's almost like what the Lakers have with LeBron. He's 38 years old, and he's thinking, all right, I need you guys to carry the team at some point. And I think especially with Steph and to a certain extent or a lesser extent, Clay and Draymond, they're looking at the younger guys. Where are you guys? We need you guys during the regular season, and they're just not providing.
That's tough. And I know in hindsight it's easy to blame Steve Kerr, but it's kind of, you know, it's up to him and that whole coaching staff to get these young guys involved. The two timeline thing, and I don't know if we're going to keep, I get it. It's tired. It's the two timeline. James Wiseman's gone. There's only one timeline now. It's getting Steph Curry another freaking ring. I get it. That's the timeline. That's all fans care about. All we want to do is win, 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 no matter what. And the young guys, if they weren't contributing, kick rocks. I get it. But great teams and great franchises, they don't whiff on the number two pick. They don't do that. Now the Warriors just did. They whiffed on James Wiseman, flat out. Didn't fit their scheme, didn't fit what they were trying to do. It was a whiff. Is that going to bite them in the ass later on this season? And next year and the years after that? It just might. Moses Moody? Like, that was the conversation heading into the season. We just won a freaking title, and we're about to combine that with our young studs that we're going to put out. We had Moses Moody getting playoff minutes. James Wiseman, he's finally going to be healthy. We got size. We got depth. We're going to be fine. Yeah, we lost Gary Payton II and Otto Porter Jr. in the offseason. But we got Dante DiVincenzo. We're going to be all good. Well, it hasn't been like that. And if you want to put it to luck, if you want to put it to coaching, you can put it wherever you want. Fact of the matter is, they have not developed young talent in Golden State since Jordan Poole and Kevon Looney. Now, Jordan Poole, huge hit. Kevon Looney, he's a great hit. They've been great Warriors thus far. Kevon been great. Jordan Poole, he's been good. But I'm going to give Jordan Poole a lot of credit. He played playoff minutes. He was a contributor on a championship team. He did his thing. Kevon Looney, he's been a stud. We all know that. But again, to Frank Isola's points there, it's just been not the Warriors' year, it seems like. And maybe it's just not. Maybe it's not. But again, not here to spread doom and...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit NationalDebtRelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Bloom, 24 games to change that narrative. Can the Warriors do it? It starts tonight against the Los Angeles Lakers. And again, John Dickinson will have the Warriors live coverage starting at 6 o'clock right here on 95.7 The Game before tossing it over to the voice of the Golden State Warriors at Warriors Vox, the great Tim Roy, who will be on the call with Jim Barnett. Cannot wait for that. Again, Stephen Curry, he's going to be reevaluated in 1 week. Andrew Wiggins, personal matters, not looking like he's going to play tonight. That's a tough loss. and it makes this game against LeBron James, Anthony Davis, D'Angelo Russell a lot harder. 925, my favorite Xfinity Mobile text line, little Joe Jabroni with the Warriors poster above his bed wheezing into the mic about his boys. You know me, 925, Xfinity Mobile text line, biggest Warriors fan at the station. That's me. Appreciate you. 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570. Brandon Cadiz. I was going to do a D's nuts joke, but I'm not going to do it, Brandon. YouTube chat. Today's game will be a big indication if they can flip the switch. Been waiting for it all season, second half dubs. It's going to be tough, Brandon. Maybe this game's not going to be fair for the barometer, or maybe it is. But without Wiggins, without Steph, it's going to be very tough. It's going to be winnable, but tough. I'm not going to be super upset. And a lot of it depends on how it looks, to your point. If it looks like they're engaged and it's a close loss, okay, I'm not going to be as mad. If it's a blowout, yeah, there's going to be concern. There's going to be absolute concern, and you're on a back-to-back, and you have a quick turnaround, and you better get your S together against the Houston Rockets, a bad Houston Rockets team, but a team in which, let's face it, you can't take for granted that you're going to win, because all season you've been losing to teams like the Houston Rockets, or like the Orlando Magic, or blowing leads to the Minnesota Timberwolves, to whoever, to the Lakers a couple weeks ago. So you cannot take any of these teams for granted, but to your point, Brandon, on the YouTube chat, this could be a wake-up call, quote-unquote, for the Golden State Warriors tonight. If they lose in a blowout fashion, yeah. Yeah, scary hours. Scary hours. 24 games left here. We're going to take a quick break here. Come on back. 24 games left for the Golden State Warriors. What is their record going to be? Let me know. 888-957-9570. 888-957-9570. On the other side, we'll get into more of the Warriors. Stephen Curry, his reevaluation process. So we'll take a look around the NBA. What are the biggest storylines remaining in this season? We're going to take a look. Pre-game show, Joe Spadoni, 95.7 The Game.
Now, back to the pre-game show on 95.7 The Game.
Welcome back. Pre-game show, Joe Spadoni, 95.7 The Game. Talking Golden State Warriors. We're back in action tonight against the Lake Show in Los Angeles at the arena formerly known as Staples Center. God, I hate the new name, Crypto.com. God, it sucks. Staples just sounded so cool. That was easy, right? Come on. I hate the naming rights place. Like, it's just going to always be Pac Bell Park, always just sounded good. I know it's Oracle and AT&T. It's always going to be the Coliseum in Oakland. But just some names, just let's not mess with them. 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570. 24 games remaining for the Golden State Warriors this season. They're hoping it's more. Will it be? What is their record going to be? Let me know, folks. 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570. A lot of 16-8s. I think that's optimistic. They've been a mediocre team by definition up to this point. They're 29-29. That's as average as it gets, .500 team. I would expect them to go 12-12 the rest of the way. And that'll probably be good enough for the play-in game, which you will take, but you will not feel good about. You'll take it, but you won't feel great about it. Right? It's kind of like you're ordering something at whatever fast food joint you want. Say it's Mickey D's. It's like, well, I ordered a Big Mac. You gave me just a double cheeseburger. I'll take it. Wanted the Big Mac. I had the Baja Blast. I ordered that at Taco Bell. I'll take it. But really, I wanted the Baja Blast Freeze. Yeah, you're being spoiled, Joe. I know. God, I love Taco Bell. So damn good. Shout out, Bonte. 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570. No cap 757 on the YouTube chat. And hello, Twitch and YouTube. Appreciate you guys. Shout out. Keep me engaged. Keep me going in the morning. They need PBJ in this game. They need more scoring. So tired of Kerr. Patrick Baldwin Jr. is not going to solve all the Warriors' problems. And I get it. I just mentioned the young guys and Frank Isola talking about the inability of the Warriors to develop these young guys this season. It's coming back to bite them in the ass. But Patrick Baldwin Jr., okay, like that's doing nothing for me. It's doing nothing for me. I need Klay Thompson, Draymond Green, Jordan Poole, Dante DiVincenzo, all those guys to step up. That's who I need to step up. Kevon Looney, I need you to keep doing what you're doing. Maybe give me a little more in scoring. I know that's not your forte. I need everyone to maximize everything while Stephen Curry is out right now. Because it's go time, people. 24 games left. The All-Star break is over. No more breaks. Lakers tonight. LeBron James, he just said this is the most important stretch run of his career. Whether you want to believe it or not, I don't know. I know he's going to come out firing all cylinders. I know Anthony Davis is going to come out firing all cylinders. He might fall and be out for the rest of the game, but I know he's going to go out there, try. Didn't look great against the Warriors last time, but he had the game ceiling block, basically. D'Angelo Russell, I know that guy's a sharpshooter. Hell, he kept the T-Wolves in a game this year against the Warriors, which ended up going to overtime, in which they lost. So I know he's what he's all about. Vanderbilt, all those guys, they are new look. They are looking fresh before that All-Star break, and they're going to be looking to bury the Warriors tonight. What are the Warriors going to do about it? Are they going to lie over? No. It's a game you should feel like you could win. Even with a couple of Hall of Famers on that other team. You have Hall of Famers. Klay Thompson's a Hall of Famer. Draymond Green's a Hall of Famer. You got a Hall of Fame head coach. So yeah, you need to make a statement tonight. That would be great without Stephen Curry. And I know it's asking a lot without Andrew Wiggins. It's going to be tough. It's going to be real tough. Can the Warriors do it? Can they? What's Vegas say about this game? I'm fascinated. Let's see. Right now, Lakers 6-point favorites. Okay. Not mad at the Warriors at +6 there. This is via Bet Rivers. +185 on the money line. Okay. It's a game you could win, is what I'm trying to say. 6 points is nothing. It's Lakers saying they don't believe. Check that. It's Vegas saying they don't believe in the Lakers. From the Xfinity Mobile text line, 718, doing a little clarification for me after those first couple messages kind of jumbled my brain. My point is the starting five with the best plus minus of Steph, Klay, Dre, Wiggins, and Looney has played 25 games this season, projected to be 40 games at the end of the season. That's less than half the season. Is this an issue to blame for the lack of success this season, or is it bigger than that? Also, I'm thinking 41-41 record with opposite home and road records and elimination of the plan. I think that is what conventional wisdom would say, just based on the first half of the season. There are 500 teams, so why would there be anything the rest of the season other than that? But to your point, 718 on the Xfinity Mobile text line, it's hard to evaluate this team when that starting lineup of that core five that won the title last year is not out there. And again, not out there tonight is Wiggins and Steph. So it's so hard to evaluate this team when they don't have all their pieces. And maybe it's just not their year if they're not going to be out there. If they are, start of the play-in or a series, I like their chances. Get there. That's all we need to do. Just get there. Just win, baby. Shout out Al Davis. Don't care how it looks. Don't care if it's sexy. Don't care if it's Klay taking 30 shots and he's making 10 of them and they still win. Whatever. Win the freaking game. Here's Frank Isola, who joined the Morning Roast yesterday. Frank Isola, ESPN, PTI, Around the Horn. You know him. You love him. He was with Bonta Hill and Joe Shasky. Great interview. Go back on the Odyssey app. Download it. Favorite 95.7 The Game to check it out if you haven't. He's really, really good. Frank talking about Warriors getting healthy might just not be enough this season.
Overall, let's face it, guys, and I know everyone says it, maybe you guys do as well. Oh, no, wait till they all get back. I still think they'll be dangerous. I don't see it. That doesn't happen now. All of a sudden it's going to happen. What is it, 58 games that they played in their 500 team, right? And there's so many good teams now in the Western Conference. And, of course, with Dallas adding my guy Kyrie and then, you know, Kevin Durant with the Phoenix Suns, you know, the Western Conference got better over the during the trade deadline. I'm not so sure that the Warriors got better.
The Warriors did not get better because they got basically a net neutral. They got rid of a player that's not playing for them, and they acquired a player that's not going to be playing for them, and Gary Payton II. We'll see where he's going to be at. He had some recent quotes saying he hopes to be back in time for the playoffs. Hopes? Yeah, I'm not counting on As much as I'm counting on Iguodala to help this team this year, I'm counting on Gary Payton. I don't see it. So, to Frank Isola's point, maybe banking on health, even if they are healthy, is just delusional. But I've seen this team just in last year. It's not fair to compare it because it was a different team. And they looked so strong at points in the season, to start the season. They looked like a championship team for the most part of the year, even without Draymond or Steph. They looked like a championship team. Have they looked like a championship team at all this season? Have they? At any point this season, maybe for some flashes, for a stretch here and there, for a game, have they put together a week? Four games? Like, they haven't even put together a stretch to where they've looked like a championship team this year. Whether that's injuries, whether that's sloppy play, whether that's bad defense, it's a culmination of things. But they haven't looked like that all season long. So, to Frank Isola's point there, maybe health isn't enough. Maybe it's not. But you got to start somewhere. And it would leave a bitter taste in Warriors fans' mouth if that was the reason that they couldn't get it done this season, was health. It's always a woulda, coulda, shoulda at that point, and you hate to play that guessing game for the rest of your life if you're a Warriors fan. 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570. We're doing record predictions. 24 games left for the Golden State Warriors. What will their record be at the end of the regular season? 6-5-0, 9-15, no playoffs. Might be enough for the play-ins, though. 4-0-8, Warriors will finish 9-15. They're not hungry. Sorry, but it's true. 6-5-0, Xfinity Mobile text line. If Wiggins doesn't get back soon and play like he did in the playoffs last year, they will finish a 500 team. Wish we knew what was going on with him. Again, reports are that he's dealing with a personal matter and is not with the team currently and is not expected to play tonight against the Los Angeles Lakers. Curry, again, per Warriors PR, he's going to be reevaluated in a week. We'll see what he is going to do after this four-game stretch without him. So hopefully he is back after that. But yes, looks like Wiggins is going to be out tonight. 925, Xfinity Mobile text line. All these people constantly whining about Kerr deserve Eric Musselman or Dave Cowens as the coach of their team for the remainder of their life. Bunch of new Warriors fans who used to claim the Lakers because they were, quote, Kobe fans before the Dubs got good. Okay. Listen, it's every fan base's prerogative to call out the coaching. And I don't think it's that crazy to call out Steve Kerr for the mismanagement of the young players this season. I'm sure he would take ownership of that. And Steve Kerr, by the way, joins Damon and Ratto tomorrow at 5 o'clock. Can't wait for that interview. Ahead of the Rockets-Warriors game. It's a back end of a back-to-back. They're taking on the Lakers tonight. So depending on how that game will go, I'm sure we'll get either feisty or happy Steve Kerr or neutral Steve Kerr. It's been kind of that way all season long. Hasn't been the funnest of seasons for him. But listen, his mismanagement of the young players, you heard it from Frank Isola there, it's a fact. Moses Moody did not get better this season. James Wiseman, he's off the team. Jonathan Kuminga, okay. It's been a plus. But we're yanking him still far too early. He's the guy that gives you energy and defense. He's the guy that needs to be out there constantly. Jordan Poole, has he regressed? Has he gotten better? I'd say it's about kind of the same. He's shown flashes here and there. But again, young player with the team. I think it's fair to criticize Steve Kerr a little bit there. I'm not saying he's a horrible head coach. I'm not saying he's an Eric Musselman or any. Please. It's okay to criticize even the greatest of players. You can criticize Stephen Curry too and his turnovers. You can criticize Tom Brady. You can criticize Patrick Mahomes, LeBron James, Michael Jordan. You can criticize everyone. That's okay. We're up against it here. We got a quick break. We're coming back. The Crossover is next. Joe Shasky will join me. Talk about this upcoming Warriors stretch. Right here, pregame show, Joe Spadoni, 95.7 The Game.
Back to the pregame show on 95.7 The Game.
Welcome back. Pre-game show. Joe Spadoni still rocking with you at 5:50 a.m. We got one more segment before tossing over to Bonta Hill and Joe Shasky of the Morning Roast. They got Dalton Johnson, covers the Warriors for NBC Sports Bay Area. He's going to be joining them at 8 o'clock. Laura Britt, host of Giants Pre and Post for NBC Sports Bay Area. Get a little Giants perspective as they head into training camp down in Arizona. And she will be joining them again at 8:30. So cannot wait for those interviews. That should be some fun. But again, all the focus tonight down in Los Angeles. It's Warriors. It's Lakers. What more do you want? Well, it would have been nice to see Steph go at LeBron. That's always fun. Two of the greatest players to ever play the game, playing against each other. AD versus Draymond. That will still be a fun matchup. So cannot wait. Klay Thompson, D'Angelo Russell. There's a lot of fun matchups still to get down with in this game. But again, no Andrew Wiggins. It's looking like he has not been with the team due to personal reasons. And the latest from Warriors PR regarding Stephen Curry, he is going to be reevaluated in a week. So he's got four games at least still without Stephen Curry. That would be the Lakers today, tomorrow against the Rockets, Sunday against the T-Wolves, and then Tuesday against the Blazers. Maybe next Thursday against the Clippers, but again, reevaluated next Wednesday, which would be a day prior to that Clippers matchup, so we shall see. We're talking records for the Golden State Warriors. They got 24 games remaining. What is their record going to be? 888-957-9570. 209 Xfinity Mobile Text Lines. The Warriors will go 14-10 with a win tonight, and they will be looking a lot better. They needed this All-Star break to recoup and remember who they are. Okay, like the optimism there. Finished four games over 500. And right now, if you're four games over 500 in the West, you're the fifth seed. That's the Phoenix Suns. They're 32-28 right now, four games over. So if you can do that, you're flirting with that sixth and fifth seed. Again, you can't control what anyone above you in the standings can do. You can only control what you can do. So play winning basketball, finish above 500, good things will happen. If you're going to play mediocre basketball like you've been, and you are right now at 29-29 in the ninth seed currently in the West, then you're going to get what you deserve, which is a play-in game and more than likely a loss, night-night, see you later, last dance. Like, that's what's going to happen. So again, to your point, 209 on the Xfinity Mobile text line, it starts tonight against the Lakers. It would be a hell of a win without Steph, without Wiggins. LeBron expected to play. Anthony Davis expected to play. D'Angelo Russell. New look Lakers, Malik Beasley, Jared Vanderbilt, Mo Bamba, all those guys. So it's going to be a hell of a matchup. Can't wait. I'm just glad to have NBA basketball back. Your boy has been struggling the last week and a half. I was watching 3- and 4-year-olds playing basketball yesterday as Benny's basketball camp ended. God bless Coach Eric trying to rally around these little 3- to 4-year-olds who are hanging on by a thread with their attention spans as it is, let alone having them do dribbling drills. And he tried to make it as fun as possible, Eric. And the patience, like, the last couple weeks, young Benjamin, he was so checked. He'd do the shooting drill, which is the first one. He's like, eh, I'm out. And it's like this little, like, elementary school gym, too. So he's running around. He jumps on the stage. He's like, all right, I'm just going to run around, whatever. And I was like, should I be mad? And I was like, hey, he's 3 years old, whatever. So thank you, Coach Eric, for doing a hell of a job for all those 3- to 4-year-olds. That is not easy, trying to keep their attention span. And I appreciate you doing your work. 888-957-9570. It's time for the Crossjover, where Joe Spadoni meets Joe Shasky for a little talk. Joe, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good. I think Sam Lubman and I are about to strangle each other this morning.
What's going on?
Okay, so
as you guys are all wearing a Giants gear, by the way, Laura Britt, 8:30, Giants
full,
talk.
Full disclosure.
Okay.
Full disclosure. I just read a couple of articles in The Athletic this morning, and they just got me angry. It got me angry about where the Giants are at, right? The Giants, all their top prospects are 24 or 25 years old. Almost all of them. Kyle Harrison, notwithstanding, off to the side, okay? And even he's got some control issues and some walk stuff and arm slot stuff, whatever. And all I said to Sam was this, and it's very simple. And Joe, you're not a Giants fan.
Nah.
You're an Ace fan. Yes. So I want your perspective. I said, it is almost impossible to put together $190 million payroll.
Oh, it's tough.
With not one caliber all-star guy who could potentially have a all-star season.
Well, it's not even just that. It's just a name. Like, I don't care about any of those guys in that lineup if I'm a casual. Like, that's the thing. That's why losing Aaron Judge and Carlos Correa was such a kick in the nuts. Because, like, at least if you had those guys, like, hey, they got Carlos Correa. Hey, they got Aaron Judge. Well, now, honey, gotta go to this game. Mitch Haniger, it's batting fourth. Michael Conforto, get after it.
So I said to Sam, I said,
they still might win, by the way. Like, they still might be, like, a decent team and, like good. But, like, it's not sexy.
The payrolls? In the National League alone,
yeah,
there are the Marlins, who have, like, a $40 million payroll.
Pirates.
The Reds. Yeah, yeah. The Pirates. Like, go down the list. The Cubs. Like, the number I spend in free agency, I'll give it to them. But they're not very good. They're not very good. You better win 85 games if you're spending $190 million.
No. Yeah.
All right? So the point that I was getting at with them when we were screaming and yelling and arguing in the chat, I'm like, dog, there are 71 players in Major League Baseball right now who have or on a major league roster who took one or more at-bats last year, okay, not some guy that got called up late, like guy who's going to be on the team this year. 71 guys who are 24 or younger.
That's crazy.
And the Giants' top prospects are all 25 and over.
That's crazy.
Okay, that's how far we've behind. And I said to him, I'm like Sam, if I asked you to bet right now, $1,000, you know I love this game. You bet $1,000. Farhan figures it out, and they get to one World Series, or they never get to a World Series. I'm probably putting $1,000 on your never getting to the World Series.
That's a fun. That's a fun question, because in the crossover yesterday with Willard and Dibbs and Steiny and Goo, Willard posed that question to Steiny. It's like, he's like, would you rather bet money on Trey Lance winning an MVP this season or the Giants winning World Series? He's like, oh, it's Trey Lance.
Yeah, 100%. 100%.
I kind of agreed with Steiny. I was like, but to Willard's point and to what you were talking about, you better be competitive this season, because if you just look, like, other than the NL East, which is stacked with the Braves, the Mets, the Phillies.
They're ridiculous.
Look at the Central. Like, Cardinals, okay. But the Cubs, the Brewers, who, by the way, Corbin Burnes, what the hell's going on there? You think, Farhan, can you not sniff over there for Corbin Burnes? Can you not do that for me?
You know that they argued over $600,000.
That's A's crap. And like, what are you doing?
So I'll tell you what they're doing. They're basically taking that contract of the kid, Christian Yelich,
yeah,
and they're saying, oh, it's anchoring us down.
Oh, my God.
Hey, look at this.
Say what you want with the Angels. At least they tried to spend, even with the anchored contract with Mike Trout.
You
want to
have the discussion? I'll have the discussion quickly. Right now, if you're not paying attention as clearly, I understand. But right now, do you know that there's a huge war going on amongst Major League Baseball owners? It's the haves and the have-nots.
Oh.
The Cohens.
The Cohen is the one. Yeah.
The Cohens and the Red Sox, the Yankees. You would think the Giants, but not the Giants. The Dodgers. You know what
Padres,
they're saying? You know what they're saying? I don't care how much I spend on my team, and I don't care if you don't have the revenue. And you know what's happening right now? If you look, syndicates and groups of billion, like basically, me and 50 other investors, we're going to buy a team, and we don't have one clear head honcho. Those things are going away. Committees are going away. Okay. One mega billionaire is what baseball wants for their ownership around the board. Okay?
Yes.
So these syndicates, like the Giants are a syndicate, basically. You have a committee of people that own a team. That's getting phased out. Because you know who agents want to deal with?
One guy.
One billionaire.
Yes. No.
One billionaire.
It's a good point. And it makes all these other teams like the A's, like the Pirates, like the Reds look bad in comparison. But good. You know what? I love guys like Cohen because at least they freaking care, dude.
Me too.
Like Lacob, I love that guy because he freaking cares about winning. God, it is so frustrating being a fan of one of these teams like the Reds or the Pirates or the A's, just knowing that you have an owner that doesn't care about baseball at all. And maybe they don't even care about the actual sport. They care about winning. That's what they care. You know why? Because with winning comes more money.
Did you hear?
More revenue. More selling merch. That's what it's all about.
Did you hear what the Philadelphia owner said of the Phillies?
No, what did he say?
He says, people don't care if I lose money year over year over year, which he is. He's been losing money. Like, I know people think everyone's printing money.
No.
But you have a lot of costs that no one ever considers. He goes, you know what they care about? How many trophies I put in that case.
Mm-hmm.
That's my legacy. I love that. I wish every owner operated
That's why I loved Al Davis, and God rest his soul. Like, even late in his career, you know what? At least he freaking cared about the team. He was trying to do what he thought was right and trying to win. I will take that over a John Fisher any single day of the week.
The Warriors may not win it all this year.
They might not.
All right? But you can't say that Joe Lacob didn't put all the financial resources behind this team to put them in position to do the best they could to win, given the circumstances and the contracts and things they had in place.
No, absolutely. But you'll still see fans like, why didn't we go after this guy? Why didn't we go after that? Why can't we get this started? Like, dude, do you realize how much they're spending right now?
Their tax bill is bigger than six Major League Baseball teams combined.
Checkbook championship.
Of their regular payrolls.
Checkbook championship. Don't forget it, Shasky. Don't forget it. That's Joe Shasky. I love the Windhorse meme. He's joining Bonte Hill next. Dalton Johnson, 8 o'clock. Laura Britt, 8:30. Don't go in here, folks. Morning Roast, 95.7 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.